Is a cantaloupe the same thing?
Same thing, muskmelon, but that's what they really are. That's the scientific name for them. It's cantaloupe.
Okay. Now, were there different kinds? Did you raise different kinds of watermelon?
Yeah, the different varieties of them. You can take little ones or big ones or different color. You know, they have a name for them, all different varieties.
Are you familiar with the different names?
No, not many.
These little things, they pop up in the you see them out in the fields, and especially out in the woods, or sometimes in shady places they grow. They look like little umbrellas.
Apricots.
But these things grow close to the ground. They have them. They sometimes get about this big. They look like this, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, mushroom.
Yeah. Now what do you call the ones that aren't good to eat?
I don't know what they'd be. Frog stew or something.
That's what I meant. Exactly. Stew, yeah. And if someone had something stuck in his throat, say he couldn't
swallow.
Yeah. And things that people smoke are two tobacco products.
Oh. Cigars or cigarettes.
Okay. And if you didn't owe anything to anybody, you might say, I'm not to anybody.
Not in debt. Right.
Would you ever use beholden?
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know that I ever used much.
How about obligated? That sound a little
interesting? Yeah, that's a term too. Means the same thing.
Okay. Now, it's this is a kind of a bird that makes supposedly can see in the dark and see them up. They have might find one out in the barn sometimes.
Owl.
Now, what different kinds of these are there?
Well, I don't know. There's scooch owls and then there's another. I don't know the difference in them, but one must be big and one goes hoo-hoo.
Yeah, that's the one. Now, what would you call that one?
Hoot owl.
Okay. And then this bird that gets on a tree and, gets on a tree and...
Oh, that's the peckerwood.
Okay.
Woodchuck, are you doing?
Call it wood. Now, what is the woodchuck? Is that the...
I think it's the same thing, but I always thought I don't know too much about birds.
All right. Now, the kind of an animal that has a stripe down its back and smells bad.
Oh, it's skunk.
All right. Did you ever call that anything else?
I don't believe so. I don't know.
What about small animals that bother chickens?
They could be minks, or they could be one of the little things. We got what it is now. I hadn't heard of them for years and years.
Well, I was thinking. You say I'm going to have to get we're going to get somebody to get rid of those.
Rats.
Yeah. Would you ever use the term varmints?
Yeah, varmints.
But that's what that would include.
Yeah.
All those different things. Now, what about these little animals that run around up in the trees?
Ground squirrels?
Now the ground squirrels.
They're squirrels. They go on the ground.
Yeah. Now, what about the ones that? What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Well, there's what they call a gray squirrel. I don't know too much about squirrels otherwise, and of course they're ground squirrels. And
there's a gray squirrel, and there's one that's kind of brownish.
Yeah.
Or red.
I don't know the name of it, though.
All right. Did you ever hear of a squirrel around here called a boomer or a mountain boomer?
No, don't recall that.
Okay. Now, what kind of fish do they catch around here?
Well, it's catfish and carp and then these anymore, they're a different name than what I used to know. I never did have them around here. Crappies down.
Did they ever catch any things they call mollies or hog mollies?
No, well, not to know of. Now, there could be. I'm no fisherman, I never do fish.
Okay.